You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for this moment. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour. We thank you, Lord God, for this season. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand on our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand on our matters. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand on our relationships. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand on our health, on our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your outstretched hand. Hallelujah. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And so let us now enter, hallelujah, his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your presence right now. And as we enter in, we ask that you will forgive us. We ask that you will wash us clean, oh God. We ask that you will purify us. We ask, Lord God, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will cause the scales to fall off of our eyes, oh God. We ask today, oh God, that you will help us deal with the speck in our own eye and not be consumed and concerned with the plank in another's eye. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we present ourselves unto you, O God, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Hallelujah, that we be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, God, we thank you for the mind renewal on this day. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the soul restoring and refreshing and preserving on this day. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the heart transforming posture. O God, we thank you for your heart. Yes, God, on this day. We thank you, O God, for giving us ears to hear on this day, and eyes to see on this day, and a mouth to agree on this day with heaven. Hallelujah. We set our mouth on life. Oh God. Reba Sandaya. We set our mouth in alignment and agreement, oh God, with you. Hallelujah. And we disconnect our mouth from our feelings, and we disconnect our mouth from our emotions, that our emotions are not leading and dictating, and our feelings are not leading and dictating, but we're operating in temperance, and we're operating in the self-control, and we are walking by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight, and we're walking by faith and not by emotions, and we're walking by faith and not by our feelings, but bringing it all in alignment and putting it in subjection with you, that yes, you do minister to us through our feelings, and yes, you do minister to us through our emotions. Yes, that is very much possible. And so, so, God, I thank you for the discernment in that place. I thank you for the discernment and the communication of you with us, that we know your voice. I thank you, oh God, for the circumcising in that place, that we hear your voice, that we come into fullness and oneness and have such a keen perception that I perceive that this is the Holy Spirit. I perceive that this is God. And so, God, we thank you for making us keen in the areas of perceiving you, making us keen in the areas of discerning you, making us keen in the areas, hallelujah, basando urubusuku, of walking by faith, making us keen in the areas of godly wisdom, making us keen in the area of godly counsel, making us keen in the area of your knowledge, hallelujah, in revelation. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Thank you for revelation today. Thank you for knowledge today. Thank you for understanding today. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for wisdom. We ask for wisdom. Let us move in wisdom. We thank you, oh God, for wisdom. We thank you, increase the fear of you in us, oh God, that we have a healthy fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for a healthy fear of the Lord. That is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. We thank you. We need a healthy fear of the Lord. Ah, yes, God, a healthy fear of the Lord. We need a healthy fear of you, oh God, an awe of you, a respect for you, a reverence for you, oh God. Yes, hallelujah, Reba Sataya, that I respect my Father too much. Hallelujah. To step outside of his will. I respect my Father in heaven too much. I reverence you too much. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Purify us, oh God. Make us holy in you, oh God. Yes, Lord. May your word wash us clean. May your word purify. May your word expose. May your word correct. May your word reposture. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that the word of the Lord, that the word is alive and active, quick and powerful. Mm-hmm. My God in heaven, sharper than any two-edged sword. Ah, hallelujah. Rebasaya. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name. It's a piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, God, we need your word. Your word is the light. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Your word. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for a word. We thank you for your word. We agree with your word. We thank you for your word that realigns us, that postures us, that repositions us. We thank you for your word that heals us. We thank you, oh God, for your word that giveth us a life. The Bible scripture lets us know that Jesus is the word, that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah, Reba Sataya. Jesus is the word. Oh, we need the word. Yes, God, glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory. We need the word. Hallelujah. We need your word. Hallelujah, to be our compass. Yes, God. Yes, God. Your word is steady. Your word is steadfast. Your word will not return unto you void. You are watching over your word, hastening to perform it. Ah, God, your word. Your word will cause us to do the impossible. Your word will cause us to see the impossible. Your word will give life to the barren place. Your word will resurrect the dead place. Your word quickens the paralyzed place. Ah, yes, God. Your word, hallelujah, Reba Katia, is a health unto our bodies. Your word, oh God, is a life unto our flesh, health medicine. Your word is medicine to our bones, to our cells, oh God. Your word, hallelujah. Your word makes us free. Your word, hallelujah. Liberate. Your word, your word, oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God, that increases. Your word causes us to prosper. Your word, hallelujah, encourages us. Your word, let your word, oh God, comfort us. Let your word love on us. Let your word speak life to us in the dry place, the barren place, the dead place, the hopeless place, the faithless place. Your word, oh God, we thank you for your word, hallelujah, faith, your word that with you all things are possible, your word of be slow to speak, quick to listen, and I hear the Holy Spirit, easy to forgive, yes God, your word, your word of letting go of the past and cleaving to God of the right now, and trusting him with tomorrow. Oh God, we thank you for your word of reconciliation. Oh God, we thank you for your word that is like drinking from a well that won't run dry. Oh God, we thank you for your word that causes, that stimulates and accelerates. Fill us with your word. Let us be filled with your word. Your word, oh God, your word. Let us be filled with your word and not filled with what others say. Filled with your word and not filled with negativity. Yes, I said it just like that. Filled with your word. Hallelujah. Filled with your word, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. And not filled with the feelings of what it looks like right now. Let us be filled, oh God, with you. Mm-hmm. I thank you, oh God, for the coming into oneness with you, the alignment with you. Thank you, oh God, for the obedience of you. Yes, let us be obedient to the word, obedient to the instruction, obedient in the way, obedient to the way. Oh God, thank you for your word. Hallelujah, Yabasiya, that in following your word, seeking your word, submitting to your word, resisting, hallelujah, the enemy. Yes, Lord God. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, submit to God and resist the devil, and the devil will flee. Yes, and one of the ways I hear the Holy Spirit say that we resist the devil is speaking the word. It is written, Jesus said. It is written, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that as Jesus spoke the word in the test, come on, hallelujah, Jesus spoke the word in the trial, Jesus spoke the word, hallelujah, rebasaya, in the wilderness. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, speak the word through the test. Speak the word through the trial. Speak the word through the fire. Speak the word through the process. Speak the word, hallelujah, through the overcoming of the thing. Speak your word to the victory of the thing. Speak your word. Speak the word. Speak the word, hallelujah, and to the healing of the thing. Speak the word of God, rebasaya, to the diagnosis of the thing. Speak the word. Speak the word in the broken place. Speak the word in the dry place. Speak the word, hallelujah, in the very dry place. Speak the word in the toiling place. Speak the word in the shut up place. Speak the word in the hardship place. Speak the word, hallelujah, in a discouraged place. Ah, the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. The poor say I'm rich. Ah, speak to the things that are not as though they are. Ah, the word. Speak the word in the dark place. Speak the word in the lonely place. Speak the word in the depressed place. Oh, we speak the word that disrupts the depressed place. We speak the word that disrupts the oppressed place. We speak the word that disrupts, interrupts the regress place. Oh, we speak the word, oh God. We speak a word of mobility. Oh, a word, hallelujah, of success. A word of prosperity, a word of fruitfulness, a word of multiplication, a word of joy, your word of peace that surpasses all understanding. Speak the word. Ooh, my God in heaven, my God in heaven, my God in heaven. My God in heaven. Yes, God, we speak the word. We speak the word. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, we praise you, oh God. Yes, Jesus spoke the word. He spoke the word in the to the temptations. Speak the word and resist the temptations. Speak the word and submit and bring the flesh under subjection. Speak the word and see temperance prevail. And see temperance, self-control be the standard. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's in Luke chapter 4, hallelujah, where we see Jesus in the face of temptation, to temptation. Temptation spoke and he spoke back. Hallelujah. Ah, Lord God, rebo sondo urbu kundia. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Fear is talking. And we talk back to fear. You speak the word to fear. You speak the word to anxiety. Speak the word. Yes, God. You speak the word in the little place. You speak the word in the overwhelmed place. You speak the word in the tired place. You speak the word in the weary place. Oh, God, we're speaking the word. Oh, God, when speaking the word. We are one with Jesus, and Jesus is present. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is present. Hallelujah. And God is present. Hallelujah. And we're simply what we're hearing. Yes. Speak the word through the planning. Speak the word in the success place. Come on, somebody, to make sure, keep me hydrated and lubricated and moisturized, that pride can't set on me. Yes, God. We speak the word, hallelujah, in the city. Speak the word in the field. We speak the word, hallelujah, in the mourning place. Oh, we speak the word in the grieving place. We speak the word in the lamenting place. We speak the word in the repenting place. We speak the word. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We speak the word. We speak the word to the nothing place. God makes something out of nothing. We speak the word in the no way place. He makes a way out of no way. We speak the word to the mountain. Yes, scripture says in Mark chapter 11, yes, hallelujah. Jesus says in verse 20, to. Yes, God, my God, my God, my God, today here. In 22, it says, have faith in God. But 23, and in 23, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what are we saying to the mountain? We speak in the word of God to the mountain. We speak the word to the mountain of death. We speak the word to the mountain of hopelessness. We speak the word of God to that mountain of Yerabo Kotia, of that place of trust issues. We speak the word. Oh, God, we speak the word to that place, that mountain of being self-reliant. We speak the word. Yes, the God, we are to be God-reliant. Yeah. We speak that word, the word of God, to that place of being self-sufficient. You know why? Because we are to be God-efficient. Woo, Jesus! We speak that word where we're operating in an independence, and God wants us to be dependent on him. We speak the word of God in that place. Oh, Lord, we speak the word of God. We speak the word of God in that crying place. We speak the word of God in that aching place. We speak the word of God in that afflicted place. We speak the word of God in that distressed place. Oh, we speak the word of God, hallelujah, ayarabasiya, in that low place. We speak the word of God in that high place, because the Bible says that he humbles the he exalts the humble, and he causes the proud to fall. He humbles the proud. Hallelujah. The Bible says that pride comes before destruction. Yes. So we want to make sure that we are in the humble place. We want to make sure that we operate in the meek place. Jesus says, come learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Rebasaya. Deal with any pride that's in us. Deal with any judgmentalness that's in us. Deal with any unforgiveness that's in us. Deal with the parts of us that's looking back like Lot's wife and now have come to a place of being stuck, made like a pillar of salt. Ooh, Jesus, we speak the word to that pillar of salt place. Yes, God. Oh, my Father who is in heaven, we love you. We speak the word that thine will be done. Not my will, but thine will be done. Yes, God, we speak the word. We thank you. We speak the word, oh God. We speak the word of marriage. We speak the word, hallelujah, of opportunity. We speak the word of open doors. We speak the word of life and life more abundantly. We speak the word, hallelujah, of peace. Oh God, yes, we speak the word of God. Jesus. Now we just take this time and marinate in that place as Holy Spirit. I know that it is you that have caused us to hear the words of life and the words of encouragement and the words of remembrance, remembering what it is that we are to do in this season. And so now we just take a moment to say thank you. Now we just take a moment, hallelujah, to praise you, to applaud you, to salute you, to bask in you. We thank you for more time of basking in you, oh God. Thank you for your presence in this moment. We thank you, oh God, that as we bask in you, the cares, hallelujah, must take a back seat. The cares we cast to you. You tell us to cast our cares, for you care for us. So we thank you, God, for caring for us. Here we go. Thank you, God, for loving us. There's someone that needs to hear that God cares for you and loves you and is mindful of you and has not forgotten you and has not forsaken you. And although time has passed and time has been a long time, oh God, I thank you for moving on behalf of your son, moving on behalf of your daughter, doing that which we can't even ask, think, or imagine, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, which you have stored up for those who love you. God has things stored up. God has plans for you. Ah, yes, Sandiria Tabasaya. The Bible says in Jeremiah 20:11, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans of a hope in the future. So we receive our hope and we receive in advance our future. The Bible says that we pray believing that we receive. We receive it now. Hallelujah. What are you believing God for? I hear the Holy Spirit say, receive it now. Receive it like it's done now. Receive it. See it like it's done now. Oh, Lord, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, oh God, how you are frustrating the plans of the wicked one, how you are frustrating the plans and of man that is in direct opposition to your purpose. Thank you that your purpose is prevailing, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping our eyes on you and not being distracted. And even deceived by the distractions that the enemy try to blow in to get us off of faith and to get us off of hope and to get us off of believing and to get us off of cleaving to you and get us off of destiny and to get us off of purpose and to get us off of your plan. Oh no, oh God, we thank you. We thank you that your promises are coming to pass in our life. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh yes, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for ushering us to the place of even being silent before you, ushering us into a place of listening for you and listening to you. I thank you, oh God, for that practice of silent worship, even, Lord God, being silent in you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. I speak blessing over all under the sound of my voice, oh God. I thank you for crowning them with glory and honor. I thank you, oh God, for renewing them, refreshing them, revitalizing them, restoring the years, oh God, that the cankerworm and the palmer worm consumed, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing a thing that only has your handprint, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for doing it, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We started there, and the Holy Spirit is saying it again. How are you going to see it come to pass? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, I'm doing a new thing. I hear the Holy Spirit say, I'm doing a miraculous thing. I hear the Holy Spirit say, I'm doing what man said can't be done. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, hallelujah, arabasaya. I'm doing what your inadequacies and what your insecurities will say opposite of. Oh, Lord, I hear God. We thank you. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Spirit say, I have qualified you. I am qualifying you. I have called you. I have chose you. I have handpicked you. I have selected you. I have, oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I have anointed you. Oh, yes, Lord, I hear the Holy Spirit speak in that place. I have accepted you, especially in that place of us feeling rejected, downcast, downtrodden. I have accepted you. I love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, I'm healing you. I'm mending you. I'm repairing you. I am near the brokenhearted. Oh, Ikea. I let me comfort you. Oh, thank you, oh God. You be our comfort. And take us out of ways of seeking comfort that's outside of your will and outside of your way. I thank you, oh God. I am prospering you. And then I heard the word in the spirit, entrepreneur. I hear business mantle. We thank you, oh God, for blessing those in their business. We thank you for a business acumen, a business readiness. Oh God, a wisdom for business. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Rebasaya, for moving in that place, quickening businesses, businesses that look like they was going to fail and fall. Hallelujah. And now I heard the word Forbes. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the area of business, rebuilding. Go at it again. Cast your net again. Yes, I tabo so urubu kutia. Hallelujah. In that place of having toil all night, let us follow the instruction and look to the instruction and trust the instruction of go at it again. Cast your net again. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you. Hallelujah, eya tabasia, in that place of taking in the nonprofits, bless the nonprofits, bless the ministries, quicken in that place, aliven in that place, hallelujah, of nonprofits and the ministries. Thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Bless LA Talk Radio, oh God. Bless the work of our hands, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Bless us to be fruitful. Bless us to multiply. Bless us in dominion. Bless us in the power. Bless us in authority. Not power and authority outside of you, but in you, oh God. That we are walking in the fullness of the power and authority that you've given us and learning in that area. Oh God, we thank you. Yes, Lord. And we say to God be the glory. We say to God be the glory. Thank you for blessing us in the marketplace, blessing us in the place of education. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah, ekayebo sotoroyo. Blessing us in that place of impossible. Blessing us, oh God, that we're not too old. We're not too this. We're not too that. But we're moving forward on the word. We're stepping out of the boat. Yes, let the word. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. He came on the word. He was able to walk and do and defy laws of physics and defy the odds. On the word of God. We thank you, O God, that the word of God will bring in new laws, new orders, new ways, new policies, new procedures. We move on the word, and the word changes everything. The word changes everything to come in alignment and in order with the word. We're not changing to fit the circumstance. We're not changing to fit the idea. We're not changing to fit to the situation. We're not changing to fit the condition. We're not changing to fit to the insecurity. We're not changing to fit to the inadequacy. We're not changing to fit the vacant place, the voided place. Oh God, resataya katia. We're changing to the word. We're adjusting to the word and seeing everything come into obedience with the word. The storm on the Sea of Galilee came into obedience with the word. Peace. Peace, be still. Oh my God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that the word is ordering our steps. The word, remember Jesus is the word. The word told me to do. The word told me to go. Yes. Hallelujah. And in order to know the word, be the word, agree with the word, we got to spend time with the word. And so we're going to close on that note. We're thank you for the time in you, oh God, and that time with the word. Spend more time. More time with the word, more time in association with the word, more time in relation with the word, more time of communing with the word, more time of fellowshipping with the word. Yes, God, more time of intimacy with the word, more time of seeking. Seeking with our whole heart the word. Yes, God. Yes, God. Let the word be our priority. Let us have a hunger and a thirst for the word, a passion for the word that leads us, influences us, dictates to us. Yes, God. The word. And so, God, we bless you. And we thank you. Oh, we thank you, keeper and helper. Yes, we thank you. Keeper and helper of our faith. Keeper and helper of our life. We thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmeracha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Ve'yasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with the word, with God, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.